Hi guys, welcome back. Donna Daniels here from the MC Formula Club with your next module. Okay, now this time we're going to look at the module, Time to Command the Big Bucks. Now I know a lot of people say it's easy to be an MC. Okay, fine. If you're talking of the type of MC that just is an announcer, gets up and reads a few scripts, well, I guess it's pretty easy. But that's not the type of MC I want you guys to be. I want you to end up as really great, fabulous, fantastic MCs. The type of MC that can actually move an audience. When the audience leaves, they're feeling really happy, engaged, excited, and like satisfied, a feeling of satisfaction in their tummies. You know, have you ever had a great meal that you enjoyed so much? And you savored it. It was one of the most delicious meals of your life. It was so lip-smacking good you won't forget it. Well, that's what I want you to be like as an MC. That's what effect great MCs actually can have on an audience. And if you're asking which MCs are going to make the big bucks, it is going to be this type of an MC. So now in this one, in this module, let's examine what makes one MC better than another. So the best way I could do this was actually to take you through a real conversation I had with an MC that was actually he was struggling. So for the sake of this training, Harvey and I are going to role play the conversation. Harvey, are you ready? You're up.
Yep. Okay. There's no difference between one MC and another.
Huh? You're kidding, right? Look, if that's the case, why is it that some MCs get booked all the time and they really get paid big bucks and other MCs are barely scraping by and they're getting paid peanuts? There is obviously a huge difference in the quality of MCs.
Quality? What quality? What quality stuff are you talking about? What does it mean?
Okay, how can I explain quality to you? You like cars, right?
Yep.
Okay, so are you telling me there's no difference between a Honda and a Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, I mean, both cars have got the same parts and both vehicles take you from point A to point Z.
Okay, well, whether the client is going to buy a Honda or whether the client is going to buy a Mercedes-Benz, it depends on that person and their budget because there is a difference in the quality.
Okay, I look at Mercedes-Benz, I can see that it's obviously different. It's got German parts. Maybe it costs more money than a Japanese car.
It's not just that. It's precision made.
But how do you differentiate quality in a person? So I'm struggling. I'm making peanuts on shows and barely getting by with one show a month. Even then, they won't pay me and I've got to hunt them down for the money and everything like that. You know, can you give me some kind of a tip, some tips that... like, how do I move from being a Honda to a Mercedes-Benz? What can I do? What makes one MC a Honda and one MC a Mercedes-Benz in the client's eyes? Give me something concrete. How does one move themselves up to the next level?
Okay, well, that's a good start because at least you're recognizing that there's a difference. And when you break it down, let's look at the cars, right? When you break it down, what I said is precision parts. Just like the ones in the car. You have to have the best parts. And then once you've got the best parts, you have to put them together just the right way. Once it's all packaged in the right way, then you've got to market that great package. You've got to look the part, act a certain way. There's got to be perceived value. Basically, you've got to get all the pieces to fit together properly. And then on top of that, I guess as an MC, you also have to have a kind of a star quality about yourself.
Huh? Star quality?
Yeah, I mean, if you go for a client meeting and let's say you honestly and truthfully think there is no difference between one MC and another, then that will be what you give off. You won't expect too much. But if you know you are made up of precision parts that you can guarantee to the client, look, I know you guys are getting the best of the best here. I know I can deliver. And you also won't expect to be paid peanuts. If they tried to offer you peanuts, you'd actually think they're insulting you.
But isn't that a bit arrogant?
Okay, the word arrogant, maybe it's not the right word, but you'll have, when your parts are right, when you know you're a precision instrument, there'll be a kind of an air of confidence about you. You're not like saying I'm the best of the best, but you're saying I have something to give. It's something that no one else has, and I'm willing to give it to you if the price is right. So in other words, you create a demand with a quality product. You do that, people will pay. If you want quality, you pay for quality. So example in the car, if you've got enough money and you want quality, you'll pay for the Mercedes-Benz over the Honda. Okay, now that was the end of the conversation. So what's the point I'm trying to make here? Obviously, I'm not saying a Honda isn't a nice car, because it is. But no one will pay a Mercedes-Benz price for a Honda. Correct, right? So if you just want to be an average MC scraping by, then you can put bits and pieces together and hope for the best. And maybe you'll get lucky and a couple of shows will be great. And then a couple of shows will be hit and miss. And then maybe some will be very mediocre or average. But if you want to be one of the top earning MCs, with bookings, clients booking you again and again and again, and making sure you have a sustainable career for decades, then you are going to need to know what parts have to go into you to make sure that you are built up with precision parts. In fact, you can't leave anything to chance. You have to have a working system, a formula that has been tried and tested, by the way, and a step-by-step method that you can master. Now, I know many people have gone for courses, you know, maybe a weekend or even 2 weeks or something, and I can tell you honestly and truthfully, whatever they've learned, it's in one ear and out the other, didn't retain much. Most of the stuff is forgotten. Sometimes it's actually too much material. It's been overwhelming. It's brain overload, or else there wasn't any proper guidance. No follow-up, no kind of coaching, or else people bought a course and it's actually sitting on a shelf collecting dust. So what is our program designed for? It's step-by-step mastery. We want you to master one step at a time and move on. So, I mean, the precision parts are really like a jigsaw puzzle. You're going to start off with random pieces. They're going to be scattered here and there, but you'll still be able to use them. But as you put it together, piece by piece, piece by piece, it's going to end up as one really beautiful finished product. And that's what we're doing in the MC Formula Club. Actually, I'm really excited because, you know, the MC Formula Club is all about that. We're going to show you every aspect involved in being a not a mediocre MC, but a top-notch MC. So you're going to be able to turn yourself into a precision parts, high-value MC, and you're going to give the audience the experience of a lifetime, and you're going to be able to do it again and again and again. And you're going to have clients coming back wanting to book you year in, year out. And if they actually try another MC 1 year, they're going to regret it so much that they're going to come running back to you the next year after that. Now, if you look at the slide that's up on the screen, right, ordinary versus extraordinary. Okay, an ordinary MC, you've got low quality. And, of course, that translates into not much demand, low demand. But if you want to become this extraordinary MC, the one that, as I said, has the built-in precision parts all together, you may not use them all on the same show at the same time, but you know what puts it all together. You know how to use the tools that you've been given. Then you are going to turn into this high-quality, in high-demand, extraordinary MC. So let's look at the key points here. Point number one, there are huge differences in the quality of MCs. Point number two, skills and talents can be learned and developed. And point number three, clients do pay big bucks for MCs with precision parts. Now, the action steps that I want you to take in this module. Number one, I want you to decide and physically write down what type of MC you want to be. Next, I want you to declare to yourself, you will do whatever it takes. In other words, I want you to say, I'm going to cross the finish line. I don't care, whatever it takes. And number three, I want you to write down a unique quality that you have, something that's different. If you're an MC, something that's different in you from other MCs. If you're not an MC, something that is different in you. What's your edge, your slight edge? And number four, I want you to write down three things that you know you need to change in yourself. Three things that you haven't changed about yourself yet, but if you did, would make you a person who had more quality, more precision parts. So remember, build your business, make more money, and make impact as an MC. Guys, be genuine, be authentic, and be awesome. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Donna Daniels here from